Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to episode 99 of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and on today's episode, I went to visit Shrewsbury Prison Scream Park at the Darna Prison in Shrewsbury for another Behind the Screams interview. This time we were with the team of Immersive Events. They are in full swing and full preparation, constructing their six new mazes for 2018 at Shrewsbury Prison Scream Park. I was invited down by the Immersive Events team, so I met up with Joel, Sophie and Gary to talk about all things Immersive Events and the six attractions they've got coming up within the next few weeks. We also did some behind the scenes, well, like I say, behind the screams of three of their attractions too. We're not going to put that on this episode, but we have some got exclusive content. If you head over to our YouTube channel, you'll be able to see videos of behind the scenes of those three attractions. So just go to YouTube, search for Scare Track, or youtube.com/scaretrack, where you'll be able to see the exclusive behind the screams video of Shrewsbury Prison Scream Park. I don't think anyone else has been able to see it yet apart from the actual creators, so it's really cool to go there and check it out. So then guys, I'm going to take you straight into the other day when I had an interview with Sophie and Gary, the leaders of the Scare Maze construction and design, and then after we spoke to those, I'll wrap up the show and let you guys know how you can get your tickets for Shrewsbury Prison Scream Park. Enjoy!
You're listening to Scare Track.
I'm here with Sophie and Gary. Sophie, hello. I'm
Gary. Hi.
Hi.
Awesome. First of all, I want to say thank you to Gary and Joel for taking us around a few of the mazes. How many mazes have you got? Is it six?
This year we've got six mazes.
Six mazes. So we've just had a small sneak peek of just three attractions. Obviously, really excited. Jamboree is looking awesome. So we can't wait to try that out when it's all finished and all set in a few weeks' time. But I just wanted to bring you guys back into your lovely, humble abode.
It's like Harry Potter's bedroom.
Just to talk a little bit about obviously Immersive Events, they're not just here at the Darna Prison in Shrewsbury, you're around the country with some other prisons as well. So let's talk about here, right at home we are in Shrewsbury, literally 5 minutes away from the train station. It's nice and central, easy to get to. So if you guys haven't been before, I've been coming for the last few years. I went to lockdown, sanatorium, went to the Scream Park last year. Of course, this is your biggest year to date. Six attractions, very exciting. So let us know a little bit about Immersive Events and the Scream Park you got here this year.
Right, yeah, so...
You do the Scream Park, I'll do Immersive
Events. Right, so this year's Scream Park, I'll let Sophie go on about the Immersive Events and the private events and whatnot, but this year's Scream Park, we decided to go much bigger this year. Last year was a pretty big success for us, even though we made it maybe a little bit overcomplicated here and there in the story. So some people might have not kept up, some people kept up really well, but that was a very much a transitional year of how are we going to do it this year. Mm-hmm. So this year we've gone more traditional, with six different experiences and a full screen park.
Awesome.
Which is going to hopefully work a lot better for us.
Yeah, definitely. And you've got six attractions, and we've seen obviously snippets of each one on social media, very active every day, showing adverts for each one. So it's awesome to be able to see the build and see the progression of the screen park growing. So let's take us through your attractions. Obviously, don't give us all spoilers and things like that, but let's talk about what attraction you've got. So the first one we went through was the old Miro building.
So yeah, the old Miro building, obviously it was a laboratory
I was just going to say container.
It's built in a container, but it was a laboratory, and Miro's been going for 3 years now.
Two years.
And it's been going for the hen pies, the stag parties. It slightly changed for last year's Halloween to keep with the Sanctum storyline. And it was decided that this year it was time for a change and we had to get rid of Miro. So now that's becoming Phantom Finders and will be a really old motel.
Okay, cool.
Where you have to go and find ghosts.
That's
AKA
fine,
Ghostbusters.
Hey, nice.
Ish, that's the way it's all.
And then we went through the cell.
The cell,
which is just a huge, huge room at Harris Fenton. But like you said when we were going through, it's an underrated prop. It can, when obviously you wouldn't want a whole screen part based on it, but for an attraction, when done correctly, like you say, you've got some huge.
Strobe lights,
and they're so huge that they're like tripping the power out.
Yeah.
So they're going to get some extra power here at Shrewsbury Prison. I'm sure the rest of Shrewsbury will be blacked out whilst you guys are running.
Pretty much.
But that attraction, I'm guessing that's going to be sharp shocks, sort of.
That's going to be very quick, very shocky, very intense, very smoky, very light going. It'll be continuous. You won't get a break from start to finish.
Awesome.
You'll get a story where you'll be sent into the cell. Once you're in the cell, that's it. You're in the cell. The sort of basis for that was I wanted to take Scare back to its very roots of just scaring the hell out of people.
Sweet.
So I was thinking, you know, along the lines of the most similar attraction I could think would be the Asylum at Thorpe Park.
Yeah.
Quite similar to that.
And a fan favourite, definitely.
A very, very fan favourite. So again, back to the roots of Scare of just, you're in trouble.
Awesome. You're in trouble.
That's it.
Sweet. And then the next attraction, we had a good long walk through there. Obviously, the lights were on, so you could see. But imagine when the lights are off, it's dark, it's got flashing lights, crazy jamboree music. And that was the third attraction we went through, jamboree. Yep. So obviously, that was here last year. I remember eating some burnt popcorn.
Yeah.
It was nice popcorn.
So that's obviously twice the size it was last year, probably three times the size. So
actually, Jamboree Encore is actually in a smaller area.
Then it's like a TARDIS.
So
last year it was actually two workshops.
Last year it was actually covered the whole of the area that it's in now and the area that's in the cell. So it's actually shrank down quite a lot.
Right, okay.
But we managed to weave in a better place with it. There's more red and white in there, so it's a lot more like what you'd call a traditional curtains maze.
Yeah.
Which is, again, fantastic. But even though last year was set in the future, it's actually a continuation from last year's.
Okay.
So there is a storyline in there to continue from what happened last year.
Awesome. That's what's nice about you guys here as well, especially when you did the sort of zombie events, that year on year, there's a backstory to it, there's a story, and you're not just there for some scares. People who want to come just for scares can get them, great.
Yeah.
But if you want to have a little bit more into the story, like invest a little bit more of your time and effort into it, you can get more out of it as well. Yes. Definitely. And then we have three attractions that we didn't look through. You're keeping my eyes closed for those ones, so it's going to be a nice big surprise. So what are the other three attractions you got?
So the three attractions we've got, we have the Butchery, which is also a sort of a return, but it's now the Shrewsbury Meat Market, which we've gone, again, we've gone more local with that to look at what we've got around. So that is it's a butchery that is very nice on the forefront, but not so nice inside.
Okay.
Then we have Experimental, which is a twist on Miro, almost. So again, it's the storyline of Experimental is interacting with Miro, except for the zombies. There's no zombies in our park this year, which there've always been. So that's a twist on it. There's a lot of little Easter eggs for Miro within that attraction, but you're very seldom to see them.
Okay.
If you can see at all. And then you have House Number 7, which is our cannibal family.
You can't be a good cannibal family.
And again, you're going to be invited in as a trick-or-treater.
Okay,
and
nice.
From there, you'll see what happens.
Awesome, fantastic. So that's the Shrewsbury Prison Screen Park. You know, six attractions here at the Darna Prison in Shrewsbury. And just click the link below to go straight to their website. It's imevents.global. IMEvents.global. See, I remember it. I even remember. And you'll be able to get your tickets here. A really good night out. But obviously, immersive events isn't just Shrewsbury Screen Park. We have another Halloween scare park opening as well. So, do you want to tell us a little bit more about the other scare event, and then along with everything else that immersive events can offer throughout the year?
Okay, so we'll start with Shepton Mallet, which is Shepton Mallet's Halloween nights, which is six nights through October. They have three attractions there. So they have The Street, which is an extremely immersive 1980s based zombie horror movie. And from there, that is going to be extremely highly detailed. The detail on that is just incredible. Awesome. I'm not going to give away what's in it because it is just above level.
Right.
Yeah, it really is. They all will also have a dark maze up there, and they will have a battle archery.
Awesome.
So there's plenty going on down there.
Sweet.
That's going to be, again, really so good event.
If you're not too close to Shrewsbury, obviously it is an event worth travelling for. We travel all around the UK and Europe, so it's definitely worth travelling here to do it. But if you're closer to Shepton Mallet, then obviously there's a scare event from these guys as well. But what else have you got to do all throughout the year? I know you had a hen party here the other day. You have stags, you have corporate events. I've been here with my work bunch doing battle archery. So there's loads of stuff on offer. What have you got throughout the year?
Yeah, we're not just scare. So like you said, we did a hen party this last weekend. We've got 3 hen parties booked in.
Nice.
Saturday and Sunday. We've got a corporate day booked tomorrow as well, where they do our escape room, so that Sal Escape, Battle Archery, like you said, the butchery, the horror experience, that was premiered last weekend, and the hens loved it.
Yep.
They were very really scared.
Good.
We do Prison Break, which is what you lot came to. And the last one, we had just over 100 people.
Wow.
And that's amazing. It's a big scale event. It's a very immersive event, pardon the pun.
And that'll be returning next year?
Yes, it will. Yeah, yeah. Of course, it's one of our most popular events that we do. We also do outdoor cinema, which is, if the weather's nice, you go out in the courtyard and you watch a classic film. And then we've got Twisted coming back this year.
We have Twisted Fairy Tales coming back this year for the first time in 2 years, which is going to be even...
And when about is that coming back? Is that...
That will be coming December, Christmas time.
Oh, wow, okay.
And that will be bigger and better than the last one.
Yeah.
Awesome. So there's more events throughout the whole year, obviously, not just scare, but like you say, battle archery, prison break, escapes, experiences. If you've got a stag, a hen, anything like that, then...
Contact me.
Contact the lovely Sophie. Anything scary, contact Gary. So awesome. I just want to say a huge thank you to you guys, and obviously Joel as well. Joel's busy now in some other meetings, but for inviting us down here to be able to have a sneak peek of your attractions and have a nice chat. We will be here on the 19th of October, and the episode Scare Cam and Scare Track podcast from this event will be out on the 20th of October, so check those out. If what these guys were just saying sounded pretty awesome to you, then they're not lying, it is, I've been here. But you can check out our 4-part mini-series of the Prison Break game as well. 4-hour immersive event. Oh, pardon the pun again, immersive event. But if you haven't yet seen it, where you've been, you've got episodes 1, 2, 3, and 4, all around a 10 to 15 minute episode of how myself and the rest of the Scare Track team tried to escape this.
Try being the worst.
Try. Like, we were really bad.
Yeah.
Like, they were helping us out as well, and we were really, genuinely really bad. But luckily, no escaping with the Scream Park. It's just lots of scares, lots of fights, and that is our forte, so we will enjoy it. So, once again, guys from the Immersive Events team, thank you so much for joining us on Scare Camp.
So there we go, guys. Another episode of the Scare Track podcast. Huge thank you to Sophie and Gary there for chatting to us about their attractions and all things immersive events. I've done loads of stuff with them now. I've been there on work, corporate outings, doing battle archery, scare mazes, gone at Christmas every time, and then again, like I say, every Halloween for the last few years as well. So there's always quality stuff going all around the year. And Prison Break, if you've not seen Prison Break, check out the 4-part miniseries over on our YouTube channel. And speaking of YouTube, like I said at the beginning of the episode, guys, if you want to see the behind the scenes, behind the screams sneak peek footage of 3 of the attractions being constructed at the Scream Park in Shrewsbury, just head over to our YouTube channel, just search for Scare Track or Scare Cam, and you'll be able to find it. And a huge thank you to Joel and Gary for taking us around those attractions. It was great to see them. So then, guys, that brings us to the end of episode 99 of the Scare Track podcast. A thank you to you guys for listening, and a thank you to Immersive Events. To get your tickets for Immersive Events, just go to www.imevents.global. That's imevents.global. You can get your tickets for all their events throughout the year, but specifically get them for this attraction, Shrewsbury Prison Scream Park. It's always an awesome event anyway, but the fact that it's in a prison, I think we say this every time we go there, it's in a prison. That's awesome. You don't get that anywhere else. So, yeah, definitely get your tickets. So, guys, Halloween is now in full swing. We've already been to Farmageddon. We're going to Ghoulies Haunted House next week. We've done a few Behind the Screens videos from a few attractions. And we got loads coming up. We've got... Ghoulies Haunted House, like I say, Thought Park Fright Nights, and all that's before even getting married and going on our honeymoon to Horror Nights Traumatica and Disneyland. So, guys, there's loads coming up throughout October. Alton Towers, Tullish Oktoberfest, Extreme Scream Park, Dr. Fright, York Maze, loads of places we want to get to. But, of course, we can't get everywhere, and that's where we want to hear from you guys. If you go to an event that we haven't been to, contact the show. It'd be cool for you to send us a little soundbite, send it in to us on the show, and we'll put it on the podcast to let us know what you thought of some events. Even if you've been to the events that we're going to, it'd be cool to have like a big roundup episode at the end of the season to hear you guys on the show. So if you guys want to be on the show, be sure to record on your phone just a quick 1 minute soundbite of what you thought of the attraction and send them in to us here on the show. Direct via email, it's scaretrack@gmail.com. That's scaretrack@gmail.com. We want your fan reports this year for the 2018 Halloween season. Other than that, guys, like we say, make sure you get your tickets for Scream Park, the Shrewsbury Prison Scream Park, imevents.global. That's www.imevents.global. And guys, we'll see you on episode 100 from Ghoulies Haunted House. See you later, guys.